In the second reading from the book of Revelation, the countless number worship God. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and blessing. It's a vision of what goes on in heaven. It's what the saints are doing. It's what the angels are doing right now here at the Mass. Why? Why are they doing this? Because he is the one who has been found worthy to break open the seals, the seven seals of the scroll, the sacred scrolls, the Word of God, the innocent Lamb sacrificed himself for our salvation. And without that sacrifice, we have no hope. We have no hope for reconciliation with God. We have no hope for eternity. So when we look over here in the gospel reading, we do the long form at the getting close to the end of the Gospel of John. It's not by accident that you have Peter catching fish before he's commissioned. That's no accident. Hopefully it reminds us of another time that Peter catches some fish. The first time that we know of, biblically anyways, that Peter catches fish. Since he likes to catch fish so often, right? He likes to do that. I don't know if it happens very often for him, but the first time we know that, Peter bows down, says, "Depart from me, Lord. Depart from me, for I am a sinner." And what is Jesus' response? "From now on, you will be catching men." From now on. And so Jesus is reminding Peter, as well as reminding us, of the commission that Peter has received. Go, feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Why? "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" We all hope that our response will be the same. "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. You know, Lord, I love you." And so Peter responds to the love of Jesus Christ, that he would sacrifice himself for his own sins, and that he would sacrifice himself for our sins, so that we too can respond with Peter, "Yes, Lord, I love you." And then when we look at the first reading, there is not just words. There is the living out of his love for our Lord Jesus Christ. We must obey God rather than men. And so now they serve the word of God. They go out. They preach the good news that Jesus Christ brings true freedom, brings true peace, brings us grace and forgiveness of sins, brings us hope, so that we can be truly free. Now, when we look here in this first reading in the Acts of the Apostles, they are sternly warned, don't preach this name. No, I must. Why? Why is the Sanhedrin questioning him? There's a lot of fear controlling them. What are the Roman soldiers going to do to them? What are the Roman soldiers going to do to their nation, the Israelite people? Are they going to slaughter them? Are they going to kill them all? They think they're protecting themselves. They're allowing fear to dictate to them, the Romans. And many times in our own lives, we allow our own things in the world control us, to bow down and worship before those things, whether it's chocolate, caffeine, Or if it's maybe sometimes it's ever something different for everybody. Maybe it's the football season. We bow down to the Bears or the Packers, you know. Oh, I'm going to worship you. Maybe it's family members. Maybe we're worried about what family members would think. Maybe in the moral life. Maybe it's just simply church teachings. Maybe it's just, you know, coming to Mass. Maybe we're embarrassed because we have to come to Mass. Maybe we're embarrassed for saying grace before meals, especially when you go to a restaurant with our family. I mean, are we bowing down to these things, to these sacred cows that the world sets out for us? Reminding ourselves that it's not the sacred cow, these sacred cows, these people that saved us. And so now we're saying, you know, I'm going to put these things in front of Jesus Christ. I'd rather do these things and please somebody else than please Jesus Christ, who loved us to the end. And so we bow down and worship out of fear, out of anxiety. Maybe it's because of simple pride. Maybe I want to be liked. I just want people to like me, so we're bowing down to ourselves, our own self-image. But who gives us our self-image? Other people. Other people are the ones that give us our self-image, because we're basing it on what everybody else thinks. And so now we're bowing to the sacred cow of society, of popular culture, to find ourselves doing our whims, because that's what the world says. Do whatever you want. Whatever the passions tell you, do it. And then like an alcoholic who finds out when it's too late, now they're addicted, they're bound. And they cannot escape. But thanks be to God, even when we find ourselves in our own messes like that, God is willing to give us the grace to live as truly in the freedom of God's people. Do we not realize we are children of God, called to live out the love and the joy that He wants to give us? And here's the oxymoron. Here it is. In the gospel reading, Jesus says, follow me. Where? Where did he go? We know where he is now, but how did he get there? He died on the cross. Death. Death to self. And even Jesus Christ signified by which death he would do. He would stretch out his hands. It's kind of an interesting thing in this. He said, you will stretch out your hands. Not somebody else will make you stretch out your hands. Peter will cooperate with that. You will stretch out your hands. You will say yes to this sacrifice. And in this sacrifice, you will find freedom. It goes against nature to say that. To say that I have found freedom and death to self at the same breath. Nonetheless, in the spiritual realm, it is a reality that when we die to self, when we say, not my will be done, let thy will be done. And to say, Lord, let this cup pass by me, but let your will be done. And to be in the arms of God in that way. And to trust in God's mercy. Trust that God will be there so that we can shed off these fears and these anxieties that control us. That the devil loves to use to hold us down, to keep us from being that glorious saint that we're all called to be. To keep us from being that person we really want to be. To be men and women of dignity. Be a light to the world. And Peter here, even in the sacrifice, he is being a light to us, as Jesus Christ is a light in his crucifixion, death, and resurrection, to give us hope. Are we going to have faith and courage to carry our cross? And to let Jesus be there with us in our crosses. Are we going to be living out our virtues as men and women in our femininity and masculinity to live the life of Jesus Christ. I dare you. I double dog dare you to say that yes, to say, Jesus, you know that I love you, and I give you my worship. I give you my all. You are going to be Lord because I love you.